We are obsessed. We are crazed, just wildly obsessed with being happy. And over time, I think we've lost what it truly means to be happy. We think that we can put a filter on it or crop in and edit it to present this false reality. Although before I begin, I feel as there's anything to be obsessed about. Thank God it's happiness. But this is not something that can be fabricated or created, in a lab. I'm getting to a point where I'm tired of saying fake it till you make it. I'm tired of trying to be somebody that I'm not. But of course, I don't want to walk around with my pain on my face, on my face. I refuse to exhaust my emotions. And with things such as social media, it makes it extremely difficult to figure out what is it that makes us happy. Imitation happiness is what I call it. And when I go online and I see people post goals or just something that they wish they had because they think that it will make them happy, I'm wondering if they even know, if I even know, what makes me happy? What does it mean to make it? How long do I need to fake it? What am I even faking it for? I'm trying to figure out what makes all of this worth it in the end? What is my goal? Is it the things that I see that I want to buy? Is it a house that I want to fill my stuff with? There's an insecurity that comes with trying to be happy almost, because we always compare it to others and based off how other people are living their lives. You see people with these things and money and they're traveling and seemingly making it off of, Instagram posts or just YouTube videos. And it makes you wonder, why do I have to wake up at 5 a.m. to get home by 6 p.m. to barely make it, just to pay rent, just to fill my fridge? This cannot be happiness, getting by. And I don't want to live my life just getting by. So when we go on to social media and we say, that's what I want, we see that fabricated happiness, and that becomes what we strive for. So once we get that, we are still unhappy. But that's because that wasn't true happiness to begin with. That's an idea of happiness. Now, I'm not saying money won't make you happy, because it surely won't make you sad, I can tell you that. But money solves earthly trials. It brings security over the things you can control. Do you want a bigger house to fill it up with things that don't have substance, that don't fill you up or bring you substance? Do you want nice clothes so you'll feel attractive to yourself or others? And if it takes having nice clothes to feel good about yourself, is that really happiness? Now, this is just stuff that I'm just kind of pinpointing at the top of my head, just, trying to figure it out as I'm talking about it. What does it mean to be happy? If I figure that out, then maybe I'll be able to set goals for myself so I can achieve it. 'Cause I'm just trying to make it, keep my head above water. I know that I'm more than where I'm at, and that alone brings me some type of solace. And if there's anything that I've learned, is that true happiness is found from within. Now, before anybody calls me corny or just saying like, oh, no, yeah, that you put your corny self. No, I'm dead serious. When you're content with yourself and content with your own decisions, that blocks out the mindset of imitation happiness. And, one example that I can give that I know a lot of people aren't going to relate to is me being gay. Before I came out the closet, I remember I was absolutely terrified. I was terrified to come out for countless reasons. I was afraid of you know, of course, what people were going to say. That I already knew that they were going to think, oh, it was a choice, or I got hurt by a guy. Well, I can guarantee that I'm not gay because it didn't work out with guys. It didn't work out with guys because I'm gay. So, boom. If anybody knows me personally, they know that my mom was at church bright and early every Sunday. Religious family, uncle who's a pastor. I realized that there was a sacrifice that had to be made. I was so tired of faking it till I quote unquote made it. I was tired of hiding behind a mask, something that I painted on every single day. And it was more than just not dating women. It had nothing to do with me dating. It just had to do with the fact that I had to accept myself for who I am. So I finally took that big step and I told myself, listen, if I have family that stops talking to me, that's on them. If I have friends that stop talking to me, that's on them too. Because I have to live with myself for the rest of my life, not them. I live with my emotions. And if I'm going to bottle them up inside to please others, then I know for a fact that is not happiness. That's not true happiness at all. Having to live for other people, having to live by other people's standards, by their beliefs. And I kept that mindset all the way until I graduated high school. And again, people were asking me what college I was going to and telling me what major I should take up because it would be financially appealing in the future. Again, I was being encouraged to choose imitation happiness. I'm going to be the one that lives with my degree. I'm going to be the one that goes to work every day and live that life. Nobody else. And what I learned from coming out was that if it really bothers people that I'm comfortable within myself and they have something negative to say about it, that shows where they are in their life and that has nothing to do with me. And I guess in a way I realized that there are such angry people out in the world. There's so much hatred. There's so much negativity. And that shows the happiness they feel within themselves, which is slim to none. And I'm not giving excuses for bad behavior or any of that, but the world is searching for something that they can create without spending a dime, without walking outside their home. There's true wealth that comes with being secure in yourself and secure in your decisions. So yeah, I believe that true happiness starts when you make decisions for yourself, when you start to live for you by what feels right in your gut, what feels right in your spirit, you know. And I'm gonna be one of the few to say that I have absolutely no clue where I want to go in my life, but I can guarantee that me throwing me and my mother into debt for going to college to get a degree that I don't really want was not going to make anybody happy except the student loan bill collectors, yeah. And nobody gets my decisions. And guess what? That's their problem because they don't have to live with them. Happiness is more than a ring on your finger or a profession or just a position of power. Or a check. So yeah, while money can bring, you know, the physical stability, self-happiness brings the emotional security. And that's the best part about it, is that since it's self-made, that means nobody can take it away. Unlike money.
And another great part about it is you'll never run out. You'll never be broke.